Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So let's do a meditation. Let's sit with our spine nice and straight, relaxing our faces and our foreheads, relaxing our shoulders down. And let's start with awareness of our body. Start from your head and just see if you can feel every part of your head. Can you sense what there is to be sensed? Your face, the sides of your head, the back, down to your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, down your torso, your back, down to your legs, your knees, your feet, even your toes. Let's start at the top again, and this time we're going to note if there's any areas which are just kind of numb or blank, like there's no feeling. Some parts will be easier, probably your face. Some parts might be harder, though. Let's say behind your ears. Or maybe the back of your neck. So just scan down your body again, and if there's any of these more difficult places to feel, just dwell on them a little more. And hopefully the sensitivity will return. Give it, oh, 20, 30 seconds if you find a blank place like that. But if you can feel some other area, well, you don't need to dwell there. You can keep moving. With enough meditation practice, you might gain more familiarity with the areas that tend to be more difficult and numb. I oftentimes go to those places first. Okay, so now that we are more grounded in our bodies, can you just have a general sense of your entire body at once? maybe pay a little more attention to any numb areas. But can you have a summarizing awareness of your whole body at once? Just know that it is there. Just know that it is there. This isn't about imagining our body in our mind. No, this is about knowing where our body is. Where is it? We want the direct sensation here. Inhabiting our bodies. Now let's add to this awareness of our bodies an awareness of the space around us. About 10 meters in all directions. So that would take up most of this building, most of this whole lot that we're in. A big portion of it. Just know that it is there. This includes above you, below you, behind you. It's just an awareness of the 3D space. And we're doing this in addition to the mindfulness of our body. We're going to stay grounded in the center of that space with our body. And if the mind starts to wander, here's a nice little reflection we can silently do to shift our intention towards the present. Whatever thinking I was doing before, whatever imagining, whatever intellectualizing I was doing before, I'm going to set that aside. And I am going to be present to this time and place. I will be present to these people around me. In silence. I have my own place in this space, and they have their own places in the space. Let there be a willingness just to be present with each other in this same space. And there's like a little sacrifice that we're willing to make, which is the thinking we would have liked to be doing otherwise. Okay, so if we make that little willful sacrifice of the thinking, just for now, and have a willingness to be present in this time and place with each other, That willfulness can go a long way to helping our mindfulness remain steady and stable. Using our intention skillfully. Okay, and now let's experiment with expanding the awareness of space to include an even larger area. How about the entire city of Taiping? Expand your sense of space much larger, many kilometers in all directions. Up into the sky and down into the earth. And our body is still in the center of it. I find the more space that I am aware of, the happier I become. You can take this as far as you like, as long as you remain mindful and don't fall into distracted thinking. If you start having thoughts of maybe difficult people in your life popping up as you think of the whole city and everybody who's in it, here's a nice reflection. I find this helps me a lot to let go of just such distracted, emotionally charged thoughts. I say to myself, all this vast space out there, even the entire universe, what does the universe care about this little planet that we're on? This little speck of dust, which is the planet Earth. What does the universe care? The universe doesn't really care at all. And what does this great Earth care about my little life here, or the lives of all the people here? The earth doesn't really care at all, one way or the other. Well, if the universe doesn't really care and the earth doesn't really care, I'm going to take a hint from that and drop any drama I may have that my mind wants to get stuck on. Why do I have to hold on to any drama? Just like the universe doesn't hold on to any drama, or the earth. Same thing. So just for now, we can drop any emotions, drama, as we enjoy this mindfulness of body and the space. Our lives will be waiting for us when this is over. But for now, Let's take a break from it and enjoy this meditation. Awareness of body and awareness of space. Making a little sacrifice in thinking for each other. And dropping any sense of drama. Thinking, well, what does the whole universe care about my little life or the earth? I too will drop the drama. Okay, so let's open our eyes and return to the room. And I hope you enjoyed this meditating. Any last questions? No? Okay. Let us now invite our departed relatives, friends, and all beings to rejoice in the merit we have made. Let us recite together. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang no nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang wo nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Eta vata cha amhehi sambhatang punya sampadang sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Let us make an aspiration for Nibbana. Please repeat after me. Idang me punyang asavakkaya vahang hotu. Idang me punyang Nibbanasa pachayo hotu.